It's showtime.
On a cold day in springtime.
Welcome again to Hipsters Hate Us. I'm your host, Vale Vale Binks, here with you for another great episode of this show. Of course, it is March 2nd, 2017, the first episode of March. Let's get right into it. We got lots of great tunes coming your way. We're going to start this night off with a band that came out in the kind of late 2000s. Yuck. They started off with their original guitar player and songwriter, Daniel Blumberg. But he left after the first album. They got replaced by their other guitarist, Max Bloom. And they've kind of had a rocky battle so far within their music. Max is not seen as great of a songwriter as Daniel, and some of his songs are a little more mellow. I really like their second album. This is coming from their third album, was released last year. It's not so great, but there are a few good songs. This one is called Hold Me Closer.
Yeah.
We're back from our first set right there. What you just heard from was Japan Droids with a track called Ark of Bar. And this is coming from their new album called Near What is it called, actually? We have a little mess up there. It's called Near to the Wild Heart of Life. Japandroids took a little bit of break, and now they're back with a new record. I really like this album because they're kind of experimenting. They got that old school sound of Japandroids, but on a couple of tracks, they have this more kind of just, they're just taking things a little bit more in a wider direction, which of course would be for that track, Ark of Bar. I mean, it's 7 minutes long. We didn't listen to the whole thing, but it's just a track that you just don't know where it's going. It seems kind of standard. It's kind of plodding along, but you just want to know what he's going to say next. You don't know kind of what's going to come off the tip of his tongue. We also heard from Cloud Nothings with their track Enter Entirely. This is coming from their album Life Without Sound. It's their newest album, so please give it a listen. It's a really cool kind of alternative, almost, I get like an emo vibe from it. So that was Cloud Nothings. And we started off, of course, with Yuck with their track called Hold Me Closer. This is coming from their last year's album Stranger Things. Like I say, not one of my favorites, but that track is just really killing it. And I do want to give a big shout out to my buddy Steve Clark, who was listening, I think, online at www.localfm.ca. He says, I got to listen to your show more, man. You always play some really cool tracks, and you always get me into different types of music, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here for everyone to get into different types of music. But on the show right now, we're going to be going into a kind of a weird thing. We don't usually do this, but recently I've been getting into kind of a pop artist lately, Mike Posner, who you might know from such tracks as these.
Once I throw on this bout, you go wow wow, what you gonna say? You act like you gon' mean, but I know that you gon' favorite. If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used to follow my tricks, I hope that you like this, but you probably won't, you think you're cooler than me. You got them old, I know, or sad soul.
So yeah, Mike Posner right there, you might know a few of those tracks. He basically is an artist that he came out with a song back in 2010 called Cooler Than Me, and he's kind of just kind of a doofus, and he really wasn't going anywhere, and basically he started writing songs for other people because they kept scrapping his albums. So he wrote a song called Boyfriend for Justin Bieber. He wrote that song Sugar for Maroon 5. And then finally he came out with a single called, well, this one right here, I Took a Pill in Ibiza, which is basically a song about how he's not famous anymore, and for some reason it became a hit. And actually, I kind of feel sorry for the guy, but he is kind of an arrogant kind of doofus, but I don't know, I love him for some reason. Like, he's not the greatest pop star, but I do like a lot of his tracks, and this one in particular, actually one of his singles, but it didn't chart very well. Be As You Are is just a really uplifting song, and if I could put it out to anybody, I'm gonna put this song out to my mother. So here is Mike Posner with Be As You Are.
Virginia Woolf and poetry, no one seemed to notice me. Being young was getting so old. Cheap beer and cigarettes, life was like a movie set, and I seem to be given no role. But in times of trouble I can turn to my mother, and I know that she gon' understand. So at age 18 I cried to my mother, and she told me, young man, there are moments when you fall to the ground, but you are stronger than you feel you are now. You don't always have to speak so loud. No, just be as you are. Life is not always a comfortable ride. Everybody's got scars that they hide, and everybody plays the fool sometimes. Yeah, just be as you are. They played me on the radio, and everything was changing, so I thought I was all the way grown. But I can still remember in that cold November when I realized I'm all alone. But in times of trouble I can turn to my mother, and I know that she gon' understand. So at age 22 I cried to my mother, and she told me, young man, there are moments when you fall to the ground, but you are stronger than you feel you are now. You don't always have to speak so loud. No, just be as you are. It doesn't matter if you become some star. Life is better when you open your heart. You don't always have to act so hard. No, just be as you just are. Just be as you are. speaking truthfully, I'm not who I used to be, and I know some people might laugh. Cause my music doesn't sound the same, and my hair's no longer shaved. I'm worried if I'm on the right path. But in times of trouble, I can turn to my mother, and I know that she gon' understand. So at age 26, I spoke to my mother, and she told me, young man, there are moments when you fall to the ground, but you are stronger than you feel you are now. You don't always have to speak so loud. No, just be as you are. It doesn't matter if you become some star. Life is better when you open your heart. You don't always have to act so hard. No, just be as you are. 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 Be as you are.
See you.
And it's time to come back from our last set. We are at the halfway point. You are listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM, your campus and community voice. What you just heard in that last set was Diner Drugs with a track called Porcelain King. And last week when I played this band, I didn't really know if I really liked them or not. They were pretty loud, but I was like, I can't get away from this cover. I love it so much. I had to play it again. And actually, I heard them recently on, Doug's show, Doug Anderson, live from Tin Can Beach, which I believe is on Wednesday nights from, I think, 9 to 10 or 10 to 11. I really love when he played it, and I'm like, I gotta give this another shot. We also heard in the last little set there was from the Darcys with Virtual Reality. That is also coming from the Playbox. There's a little funny thing online right now about this group over here, and I will bring it up. It just kind of made me laugh, and I'll share it with you in just one second. So, yeah, someone posted a review on this online, and they basically gave it a 1 out of, I don't know, 5, 10, basically saying it's awful. They said, do yourself a favor, if you download this album, delete it and empty the recycling bin. Go out and buy it on CD just for the vicious of release of stamping it to goddamn pieces. Download a Google add-on that replaces all mentions of it with pictures of a cat or something. Let's just pretend it doesn't exist. Which kind of made me laugh, but I didn't get that vibe. I really actually liked the sound of that. It was kind of 80s old kind of electro pop kind of sounding. And anyways, we also started off this set with Mike Posner with a track called Be As You Are, which is just a really cool pop singer that I'm really enjoying at the moment. Anyways, we're going to switch up the territory into a little bit more of a poppy kind of hip-hop sound. We're going to be hearing from Kehlani with her track Keep On. This, you might know her. She did a song for Suicide Squad, which was really cool. And this is going to go out to the big old Krav Donovan tonight and Ben Jackson over at the TRDC. So without further ado, here is Kehlani with Keep On.
Is enough. I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane. Everybody strap in. I'm about to open some freaking windows.
Anything you're saying to me right now, probably have the right to say. Any crazy things you're feeling for me tonight, you can get it on out the way. 'Cause I ain't been the best that I could've been. I ain't do the that I should've did. But every time I come crawling on my knees, you're there. And you just keep on taking me back. And I don't know why you do, 'cause I'm no good to you. And you just keep on taking me back. In your open arms, maybe I belong. And you just keep on taking. And curse and call me a bitch. Probably have the right to do. You can tell the world that I'm a narcissist. I would think they'd listen to you. 'Cause I ain't been the best that I could've been. Taking me back. And I don't know why you do, 'cause I'm no good to you. And you just keep on taking me back. In your open arms, maybe I belong. And you just keep on taking me back. And I don't know why you do, 'cause I'm no good to you. And you just keep on taking me back. In your open arms, baby, I belong. And you just keep on taking.
I feel like real queens know how to keep the game in check, yeah, yeah. You cried on my phone that whole night, that time he crossed the line. Yeah. I went to straighten his ass out and you told me never mind. Yeah. The question isn't do we lay it, the question is do you lay yourself. You get the best advice to your friends and not take it for yourself. Remember when you used to come through and hit the Mario Kart and you always picked the princess? I realized you was princess way back then. We the best thing that never happened, but I think I'm ready to jump out the window and turn that you with right back and tell your friend no. We already wasted too much time, and your time is the only thing I wish was mine. So yeah, I think I'm ready to jump out the window. Been up at night, sleep deprivation. What's the hesitation? What's your reservation? You've been tripping with no destination. You need separation, you need recreation. Y'all been arguing every other day. Your friends gotta step in and break it up like chill. It's no need to turn us into Kill Bill. Look, funny we ran into each other while we leaving. You walked in with a perm and now your hair look like the weekends. I know that you've been needing clarity. Don't mean to sit you down and turn this into therapy, but you gave too much time to that boy Charity, hear me? I think I'm ready to jump out the window and turn that you with right back and tell your friend no. We already wasted too much time, and your time is the only thing I wish was mine. So yeah, I think I'm ready to jump out the window.
Jump out the window.
Look, I don't mean to sound like the jealous type, but you ought to know. I think me and you should get together sometimes on the low. Sometimes I wonder if you even know how much you're worth, I gotta know. Sometimes I wonder if you even know how much you're worth, I gotta know. I don't mean to sound like the jealous type, but you ought to know. I think me and you should get together sometimes on the low. Sometimes I wonder if you even know how much you're worth, I gotta know. Sometimes I wonder if you even know how much you're worth, I gotta know. I gotta know. I gotta know.
I gotta know. I'm ready. Jump out the window.
Yeah, this one's for you. Yo.
Ooh.
And you're tuned in to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3, your campus and community voice. I am, of course, Vale Banks into the studio right now. We just heard from Austra with a track called I Love You More Than You Love Yourself. This is the single coming from this album, and I talked about this a little bit last week, how I didn't know what I thought of this artist. I was going to put them in last week, but there's just something about this girl's voice that I find very grating on the ears. I find it's kind of like a not as good Bjork is the way I would describe it. And the vibrato is just really not doing it for me. But I wanted to make you guys decide, was it good? Was it bad? I don't know. Music is interpretational as always. We also heard in this set from Big Sean with his track Jump Out the Window. Oh my God, this song is amazing. I love the hook. I mean, I'm not usually into auto-tune vocals, but I mean, he is killing on this track. And that is from his new album called I Decided. It is just great. And we started off this set with Kehlani with Keep On, coming from her album Sweet Sexy Savage. I'm not usually into the old neo R&B thing, but I mean, we can get into that feel. We got into that mood. And that, of course, was going out to my buddy Kraft Donovan working at the TRTC, and Ben Jackson, and anyone else who's listening. I just joined one of my favorite bands, most of you people know, is Oasis. I just joined an Oasis forum, so if anyone from that forum is listening, I just want to say thank you. My buddy Cohen's listening, my buddy Steve's listening, my sister's listening, Vanessa, so thank you to all those people listening to the show right now. Anyways, we're going to get right back into the music. Here is Sampha with Incomplete Kiss.
Yeah! Stick around.
Incomplete kisses, waking up down with that first step. In this house we're sinking, but we're far too numb to really care. The TV keeps glitching, the lights come down, the portals appear, and somehow you step out to say you're not by yourself now.
Oh,
coming to that time, everybody. Vail Banks has to get going. I always like to say that. What you heard in that last set was, of course, Bag Raiders with a track called Shooting Stars. You might recognize this song as it has been used in a meme lately where the song kind of starts off, somebody falls into something, they're doing something, and then they get this crazy psychedelic background going on with this song playing. And the song came out back in like 2009 and is now just catching on now in 2017 with this whole meme going on. I don't get the meme at all. I don't even really find it that funny. I was watching these videos. I'm like, man, who does this song? This song is amazing. So maybe don't pay attention to the meme and give Bag Raiders their due with this track. I know it's old, but it's just a really cool electro pop song. Shooting Stars right there. We also heard from local band Math Class with their track Market Square, because who doesn't like doing math in Market Square? I don't know if their album, I just wanted to know, maybe they can say this to me when they talk to me. Is their EP called Dead End Disco, or is it self-titled? I don't know. I do want to give a big shout out to, I hope I say your name right, buddy, Keegan Buckley. I don't know if he's in the band, but he's always liking posts about Math Class, so I'm really appreciating you listening to the show, man. Hopefully I said your name right, and you can maybe give me info on what the title of the EP is. And we started off with kind of electronic mellow stuff, Sampha with Incomplete Kiss. So that was a really great show tonight, and I thank you all for listening. Anyways, you can tune in to Hipsters Hate Us every Thursday from 6 to 7. The show re-airs Sunday mornings from 11 till 12. And you can listen to every episode on Mixcloud.com. Just type in Hipsters Hate Us and you will find them all right there. This is episode 44. Next time it's going to be episode 45. So I thank you for listening. We're going to finish the night off with Glass Animals with their track Youth.